Hey friends, welcome to day two of May of Pray Today. And there's a quote by attributed to Tom Petty, the singer, that says, if you're not getting older, you're dead. And that quote is so poignant, but so true. If you're not getting older, you're dead. And for many of us, you know, I don't know what the age is that you start to feel like you're getting older. I remember all of the birthdays that I dreaded. The 30th birthday was the hardest for me. And I look back down on it now and say, wow, to be 30 again. But we know that as time goes on and as we age, our bodies change, our looks change. For many of us, including myself, our weight certainly changes, not for the better. There's another quote that says, I remember being able to get up without sound effects. And if you're anyone above 30, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, whether it's a creaky knee or joints, or whether it's just a grunt as you try to get up from the ground or out of bed. You know, our bodies are not meant to last forever. Now, originally they were before the original sin. But when death entered this world, the aging process entered this world. And there are people who can fight it as long as they possibly can. But eventually, our bodies will give out. You know, I think we're to still take care of our bodies. The Bible tells us that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. But I want to be very clear about the fact that the inward part of our bodies are so much more important than the outward part of our bodies. I want to share with you another verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. In 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. So it's so important for us to take care of our bodies, no doubt about that. But for us to recognize that as followers of Jesus, He gives us the opportunity to be renewed day by day. In fact, the Pray Today challenge is an opportunity for us to be renewed day by day. What does renewed mean? Being made new again, re-upping, starting over. So that's what I want to pray with you about today. Father, thank you that you have given us bodies that are able to do the things they are, regardless of what our health is. Lord, we all have the ability even to hear this message today, this prayer today. Thank you for that. We know, Lord, that our bodies eventually give way. We know that process starts at an earlier age and continues throughout our lives. And Lord, for those of us who desire to take better care of the temple of the Holy Spirit, Lord, would you help us to do that? I know some of us, including me, are struggling with just motivation with everything in our lives going on to take care of the body that you blessed us with. But Father, we're aware and we understand that you care far more about the condition of our heart, not in a physical way, but in a spiritual way. And so, Lord, as we commit day by day to being renewed, we understand that you are the author of renewal. You are the creator of renewal. Jesus, thank you that you came, that we can have a new life. And that as we grow in our faith with you, every day you get give us the opportunity to be renewed. So God, for those of us who are tired today as we listen to this, would you renew our bodies? Would you renew our strength? For those of us who are going through difficulties and challenges in our life, many of which others have no idea about, God, would you renew us? Would you renew our hearts? Would you renew us emotionally? Would you give us what we need to make it through the day today, but not just as a mode of survival, but as a witness to your goodness. God, we need renewal. We need a new start. We need refreshed. And we know that no amount of caffeine or substances can bring us the renewal and refreshment that you can bring us. So God, I just ask by the power of your Holy Spirit today that you would renew your people. Give us an attitude of thankfulness. Give us an attitude of praise towards you today. And thank you, Lord, that we can count on you even when we can't count on others or count on this world. We always know we can count on you to give us what we need. We can count on you to give us strength. And God, we are so pleased and happy and fortunate that we have a God who loves us. Thank you that we don't have to make it through this life on our own. We always have you there to renew us. In Jesus' name.